Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. Just dial toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Got a really tough scenario here to start things out with. Johnny Ray bringing a story to the table about a man charged with murder, apparently.
Charged, deliberated, convicted.
And the circumstances surrounding those two murders, was it? Is that right? Two?
Yes, two murders.
Two murders are, I think, really thought-provoking. And I want to get more detail from you, Johnny Ray. What's the status? What's going on?
He was convicted today. There was a Minnesota homeowner who had his house burgled previously, thought he knew who it was,
Okay. Saw
the person drive by, and...
A crook always returns to the scene of a crime.
I've never understood that why that would be, but maybe so.
Perhaps to revel in their success. I mean, presuming the crook was successful, they come back to relive the moment.
Yes. Well, in this case, what developed was the homeowner moved his truck so that it couldn't be seen from the road, and it would appear that he wasn't home. And he sat down to... Went into his basement with his shotgun, loaded it, sat down with some energy bars and some water, and waited. I don't know how long he waited, but he heard somebody break some glass to unlock his front door, probably. And the intruder was a teen boy who came down into the basement, and the homeowner, Smith, I think was his name, I should be looking at the story, shot and killed him, dragged him onto a tarp, and then sat down, reloaded his shotgun, and waited some more. Then the girl came downstairs, and he shot her. A total of 9 shots were fired. Both of the teens were killed.
So she came into the house presumably after she'd heard gunfire.
Well, yeah, I suppose so. Gunfire is incredibly loud. Yeah.
Right, but this is a shotgun, and that was kind of the question. Probably she didn't unwittingly just sort of walk downstairs, right? Like, I mean, this is a shotgun. This isn't some kind of little pea shooter or anything like that.
Well, it sounded like she walked downstairs. He was waiting in the basement.
Unwittingly.
Right?
This is what I don't understand, though.
How could you not hear the shotgun, right?
I suppose it's possible. I mean, maybe she was listening to music out in the car. You know,
was outside? This is what I'm trying to discern. So somebody broke a window to get in, right? Sliding glass window?
Yeah, I'll read the story.
Okay, go ahead.
I got this from Fox News, Little Falls, Minnesota. A Minnesota homeowner who shot and killed 2 teenagers during a break-in was convicted Tuesday of premeditated murder. Brian Smith had claimed he was simply defending himself during the break-in at his home in the small city of Little Falls on Thanksgiving Day 2012. Smith's attorney said the 65-year-old was fearful after previous burglaries. But prosecutors argued that Smith waited in his basement and intended to kill the teens. A total of 9 shots were fired at 17-year-old Nick Brady and 18-year-old Haley Kiefer. Jurors began deliberating Tuesday morning and within 3 hours had a verdict guilty on 2 counts each of first-degree and second-degree murder. Mothers of the teens cried as the verdicts were read while Smith showed no emotion. Defense attorney Steve Meshbesher said he would appeal. The teen killing stirred debate around the state and in Little Falls, a Minnesota river city of 8,000, about 100 miles northwest of Minneapolis. About how far a homeowner can go in responding to a threat. Minnesota law allows deadly force to prevent a felony from taking place in one's home or dwelling, but one's actions must be considered reasonable under the circumstances.
So because he was well prepared, because he had thought out in advance exactly what he was going to do, it sounds to me like he'd put some thought into this. This wasn't a spur-of-the-moment thing.
Right.
Because it wasn't a spur-of-the-moment thing is why this is murder. That's the idea here, right?
I guess.
I mean, it's definitely premeditated. He definitely, you know, it seems like he fantasized about how to get those darn kids or whatever.
Yeah.
And, this is really tough because on the one hand, you want to say, well, this is his property. These kids violated his property rights. We don't know if they had the intention to hurt him or not. They're probably just trying to rob the place. But he wouldn't know that for sure. Like, he may have fantasized about catching those darn kids, but he may not have known what their intentions were. So he may have been afraid that they might do something to him.
He may have been. You can't be too afraid if you're sitting there down a shooting gallery, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, there you got him, and you see somebody coming downstairs. Usually when they're coming downstairs, especially into a basement, I'm just guessing here, they can't see everything that's going on, the peripheral vision. They don't have the full room. So you can see their feet show up, then their hands show up, and then their head show up, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of how it goes a lot of times, and that's what I'm envisioning here. I may not be right. But I'm guessing that this guy can't reasonably claim that he was in immediate fear of his life. Like, he thought, oh, yeah, that kid's got a gun attached to the very top of his head, and he's going to shoot me with it.
He had the jump on him, for sure.
He had the jump on him. And I would be completely support this guy and saying, son, come down here and lay on the ground. We're going to call the police.
Mm-hmm.
There's just sort of shooting somebody in cold blood, and I understand that that some people aren't going to like it, right? But to me, he saw an opportunity to kill, mm-hmm. is the way I see this one. I don't think that anything in my house is worth somebody just being shot dead. Now, if the kid's on the ground and he tries to get up and get away or something like that, maybe I'm on a different plane at that point.
Well, I would like to add that when Mr. Smith had been burgled before, he'd had firearms stolen.
Okay.
So he was...
It adds an interesting twist to the case, right?
It does.
They might be armed, right?
It does.
If they're taking guns, if it's the same people, then there's a chance they still have those guns.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mark, you say he was looking for an opportunity to kill. He would probably put it a different way. He might say that he was looking for an opportunity to teach his community what can happen to thieves.
Hey, look, when it comes to...
And his community has learned that lesson, and all the kids who knew the two teens who were murdered, who were killed, they have learned a lesson.
I wonder how good that lesson is for, and how long it lasts. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Having done burglaries, probably the only one in the room that has done some burglaries,
mm-hmm.
I didn't have any concept that somebody might shoot me dead. Even if I felt like if I met somebody with a gun, I'd be just like, okay, you got me, or whatever. I don't feel like a big screen TV or, a gun or whatever is worth the life of anyone, frankly. It doesn't matter who they are or how much, what color or age or whatever they are. I think that I wonder in this case whether if it hadn't have been a couple of young white kids, young pretty white kids, mm-hmm. what it would have been like. I did look them up. But, I don't think it's worth anybody, and that's not the way I would go about dealing with it. But... You know, you're 65. I can't run as fast as Nick can run. I can't fight as good as Nick can fight. So, if Nick wants to sort of, hey, I'm not going to jail today, Nick might have a bad day. So I don't really know how to – I think this is very difficult. It's as hard of a case as they come, in my opinion.
It demonstrates to me how a society that creates laws for themselves and has a legal fetish, like I think we do, the law replaces morality.
Yeah.
And so your home is your castle, these castle doctrine, the castle doctrine.
Yes.
And that's how it is in many states. If somebody comes into your home, if somebody breaks into your home, you are allowed, the law allows you to kill that person.
Well, that's what I thought, but apparently that's not the case.
In Minnesota, it seemed to be that you had to be... What, preventing, an imminent danger?
Right, another felony, not a felony in the commission, but sort of a felony that might harm you.
What if you had to be preventing a crime against you that was, in the process of happening?
What if he had said, I was in fear for my life, there were people coming into my house, I didn't know who they were?
It works for every police officer in America, doesn't it?
I think he did say that, and the jurors...
Didn't work.
The jurors didn't buy it. The jurors didn't accept that.
I'm wondering how you feel about this case. Is this murder, what this guy did? 855-450-FREE, that is the toll-free number, brought to you by ProXPN. 855-450-3733. We continue, because I understand the argument that it should be murder, but I'm not sure if it is. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have non-24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for non-24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for non-24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for non-24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, inviting you here to take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want, though. Fascinating story and sad story about a couple teenagers shot to death as they entered a man's home. They came down into his basement. He was waiting there for them with a shotgun, blasted them both to death. He had been robbed previously, presumably by the same two young folks.
I believe the story does say that, yeah.
It confirms that it was those two?
Yeah.
Because he does have some sort of security cam footage
of this happening, just slaughters these two young people. And, of course, the argument from one side is that, well, he's defending his home. This is his castle. He has these two interlopers coming in. Who knows what their intentions are? Maybe their intention was to rob him the first time. Maybe now they want to kill him. Who knows what was going through his head?
Court documents that were not allowed as evidence showed Brady had broken into Smith's house and garage before, but it doesn't say anything about stealing the firearms.
So the other side, of course, is that this man premeditated murder, that he knew that he would have two potential victims coming into his home, or more than one potential victim coming into his home, and that if he played his cards right, that he'd be able to get away with killing some teenagers. And apparently the jury believed the latter version of the story. We'll continue. Your thoughts are welcome at 855-450-FREE.
Ian, what do you think of when I say Sherry's Berries?
Delicious, juicy, humongous, most importantly.
Yeah. Sherry's Berries are delicious premium strawberries. These are not the strawberries you get in the grocery store. For one, they're largely perfectly shaped. They're also ripe. At that perfect state of ripeness.
Yeah, they must be very, very choosy about the berries they're allowing.
Indeed, they must be. That's the one thing that I keep on thinking sort of consistently with Sherry's Berries. Man, these are perfect strawberries.
It's top shelf every time.
So they dip them in chocolate, white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate. They're delicious. I know you may say, I don't like dark chocolate, or I hate white chocolate. Look. These things are delicious, and you just have never experienced anything like Sherry's Berries. There's no candy that you like that's as good as these. Believe me.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think it's a killer gift any time of the year.
You can go to berries.com. Yep, that's berries.com to get Sherry's Berries. They're going to be a great gift for Mother's Day. Mom will love them. You can get a dozen of them. I just want to make sure that I'm getting this right. Is it a dozen of them starting at $19.99?
I don't believe that's the case.
Okay. What do you think? Is six of them for $19?
Six.
Okay. Because I don't see the number here. So anyway, you can double your order for $10 more. So maybe it's six of them for $20 and then double your order up to a dozen for $10 more.
That sounds right to me.
Okay. Click on the mic in the upper right-hand corner and use coupon code FTL for these enormous, fresh, juicy, mouth-watering berries. And everything that we could possibly say about these berries in the positive is true. You go to berries.com. I'm messing this up completely, Ian. Go to berries.com, use coupon code FTL, click on the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. I'm just that excited about them. And the deal expires on Friday at midnight, so make sure you order now. You want to get these?
We already ate all of ours.
Yeah, we ate them very quickly, very, very quickly. you want to get them ahead of time because shipping around Mother's Day tends to sort of bump up.
Well, you can also select when you want them delivered as well when you order there. So
there you go, berries.com, coupon code FTL.
Let's go to Matt. He's in Minnesota, and I believe that's where the shooting took place. Is that right?
That's right.
So Matt in northern Minnesota listening to WNMT, the shooting of two teenagers entering into a man's home, coming into his basement. He shot him to death. He's been convicted of murder. Is this murder? Matt, what do you think?
Well, I think that, you know, one of the biggest things about the case was the amount of time that he took before he called the authorities. You know, if I remember right, it was
a day.
It was the next full day. And, you know, being I've got a concealed carry permit, and I wouldn't be deterred from using it to protect my home whatsoever. But, you know, you immediately have to be on the phone with the authorities, letting them know what is going on, that there's someone breaking into your home, you know, and trying to be as forthright as possible. I mean, it just looks like he was trying to cover it up or whatever by leaving that much time. So, I mean, it's no matter what.
One of the things go ahead.
It just looks so bad when you don't report it for that long.
Agreed. One of the things that bothers me the most about this is the second shooting of the girl. So you might be able to pass off the shooting of the young man coming down the stairs. You know, this kid's burgled the house before, and, you know, he gets him. But yeah. I'm trying to envision the situation. The young girl's either out in the vehicle, she's up, you know, she's upstairs in, you know, the upper part of the house, he's down in the homeowner's down in the basement. She hears this thunderous 12-gauge shotgun go off. Boom! And, you know, she starts wailing, she's upset, she's trying to figure out what just occurred, she's imagining the worst, and the worst did occur, so she, at some point or another, you know, steals herself to go downstairs into the basement, and then he shoots her. Maybe she's hollering while she goes, Nick, 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 you know, and then he shoots her twice, not just the first time, but then catches her and blows her head off.
Yeah, and you have to understand that you have the right to defend your home, but
yeah,
you have to do that in the least, you know, evasive way possible. And you can't just, the number of shots that you shoot, even the amount, even the type of ammunition that you have in your gun can be brought into a court case like this. And if you have, you know, if you're using a pistol with hollow points and that type of thing, can be brought in as trying to ensure that that person dies and not just protecting your home. So, and I don't know. I think the guy was completely in the wrong because he didn't have to do what he did, and he should have been on the phone with the authorities as soon as possible just in case one of them could have lived. I mean, he didn't even give that opportunity to those kids that who knows when they actually died or how long they lived after they were shot.
In Germanic law or Viking law, if there was a dispute that ended in death, you had within three houses to alert other people as to what you had done. So if you went over to your neighbor's house and there was some kind of dispute or whatever, and you ended up, you know, he came after you with a weapon, you killed him, you had three houses to be able to stop within to sort of alert people, this is what occurred. And if you didn't alert them within those three houses, then it was considered a bad kill.
Yeah, and, well, I don't know. I think that the guy just really stepped over the line, and by not reporting it, it makes it look like he was doing just that and trying to just punish these two kids that had burgled his house and upset him. But
thanks, Matt. I appreciate your call and thoughts, input on that. Johnny Ray, I know you've got something you want to get out there. We're going to get to that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Here.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, bring up whatever you want and do it toll free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Perhaps you would like to share with us your thoughts on this shocking, horrible story where a homeowner has shot two teenagers to death as they came into his basement. He presumed they were there to rob him. He had been robbed previously by allegedly these two teens. Apparently there is some evidence to verify at least that claim. And maybe he was in fear for his life. Or maybe he is just somebody who wanted to get away with killing some people. In this case, he didn't get away with it. He's been convicted of, is it two counts of murder, premeditated first-degree murder?
Two counts of first- and second-degree murder.
So both.
Those are the teens.
Right. So two teenagers were shot to death, and this man is in his 60s now, mid-60s. He's probably going to prison for the rest of his life, would be my guess.
Yeah, I suspect he is.
You know, I mean, nothing makes you madder than not much. There's not much in the world that's going to make you madder than a burglary. You know, having your house invaded, defiled by someone else who has no care for it. You've spent, in some cases, a lifetime putting together this house in whatever way it is that you've got it, and then some 18-year-old, 17-year-old jackball who hasn't ever worked a job or done anything of value in his life comes in, kicks your door in, steals your stuff, the things you've worked hard for. Not much makes you madder than that.
And I'd say rape is worse than that, and murder, but besides that, but you know, you could be raped and murdered in a home invasion as well.
Many people who have been burglarized have not been raped or murdered, so they don't have a scale to claim that, right? You know, or have the
level. Those two things come to mind as immediately worse. But, you know, if you're having your home invaded, there's a good chance that the men with the guns that, you know, presuming if the invaders have weapons, that they could hold those weapons on you or your wife or whoever and harm the people. I mean, he, I think, would have had a good excuse to say he didn't know what these people were capable of.
that they could have been armed. They could have been out to get him. Apparently, whatever his story was, it wasn't good enough to convince a jury. They found him guilty of murder. We're going to go back to your phone calls and your thoughts on this. And if you value your online privacy, you really need to take a look at ProXPN. And there's no reason why you shouldn't, because there's a free account. So you can just go to proxpn.com/FTL and get started tonight. What they provide primarily is encryption services. It's a private virtual private network. It's global. You connect to one of their servers. The ProXPN software encrypts all your data that leaves your computer and whatever it is that's coming into your computer from the ISP. That way your internet service provider is no longer aware of what you're doing online. So whatever it is you're downloading, whichever websites you're going to, they're no longer able to log that information if you're using ProXPN. If you're not using ProXPN, they're probably keeping logs of all your activities of somewhere up to 5 years, depending on which company you're ordering services through. So you can stop them from snooping on you by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Plus, it'll also protect you in places like a coffee shop or in another country, people sniffing out your Wi-Fi packets. This encryption is very, very good to keep your privacy safe. So go to proxpn.com/FTL and get started there. You can download the software for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, or Android devices, and setups different for Linux. You can contact their support team, and they'll help you out through that. It's actually not complicated at all using Linux. So anyway, proxpn.com/FTL. Use our discount code when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account for unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world to which you can connect. You can privately torrent with their premium account. ProXPN.com/FTL. The code you need is FTL20, which gets you 20% off for the lifetime of your account. That's FTL20 at ProXPN.com/FTL. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose but your privacy. And they don't keep logs of your online surfing habits. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Nate is listening online. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nate.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. Go ahead.
You know, I can definitely agree with, I don't see all the evidence in this case. I think as many of us don't, but we see the aftermath and the effect of it. As the other caller had said, I mean, if he waited 24 hours to report anything, I mean, that's a little outside of reason, wouldn't you say?
I'm thinking that he was toying with the idea of just disposing of the bodies his own way, and then he realized that he wasn't going to get away with it.
It's a really bad idea, right?
Of course, had he known what would have happened to him ultimately, maybe he should have gone ahead and tried to cover up the killings. I mean, he ended up getting convicted of murder, four charges of murder in this particular case.
Yeah, so, there's something wrong with Johnny's reporting there. You can't get first degree and second degree murder charges for killing somebody. It's what they call a lesser included offense.
Okay, so convicted of two murder charges.
I would say there's a murder one and a murder two charge would be my guess, which I'm a little skeptical on the murder two charge for the first guy. I really think that, I'd like to know more about how this, second murder went down or second shooting went down with the gal. Mm-hmm. And obviously waiting 24 hours is, this exacerbating circumstance.
Guilty. Jurors began deliberating Tuesday morning and within 3 hours had a verdict, Guilty on two counts each of first degree and second degree murder.
It's just bizarre. I can't understand that.
Go ahead, Nate.
That means the jury agreed that it was premeditated.
That's right.
That's correct.
Decided to murder these individuals ahead of time. So, I mean, and that's a big statement there in itself. An atrocity for the kids, but, once again, you shouldn't be breaking into people's houses,
So do you think this man should have been convicted of murder?
That's why, like I said, you have to be there and considering all the evidence that they're bringing up. We're only getting a story from, what other people have accounted or
sure.
Maybe we could look at some court documents. But, a lot of this comes down to, what came out as evidence, like they said, the last caller had said about that he spent over 24 hours waiting. I mean, that's plenty of time to clean up. Like, is there any guarantee that he actually killed them in his basement? It's pretty weird.
Apparently there's video footage.
Oh, ouch.
Apparently there's surveillance camera footage of the murders, murders being taken place.
Well, I can't say that our jurors have been made really well-educated decisions throughout the years.
Yeah.
you know, but yeah, I mean, if they got video evidence and everything like that, I mean, I understand, you know, you have the right, everybody should have the right to defend themselves. You know, no matter what the case is, I mean, because you don't know what's happening. You don't.
And do you have to wait? Let's say, okay, basement's typically dark place. We don't know if the lights were on, you know, if you've got a big, good lighting system. My basement has not good lighting at all. Lots of basements, kind of dark, dank places. He's sitting in the basement. He's got his gun pointed at the stairwell, sees the teenager come down the stairwell. Do you have to wait until you see a gun in someone's hand and they menace you with it before you can shoot somebody with a gun in your house?
That's always the tough line, right? You know, what do we do in that situation? When that situation arrives where you have to take action.
They're in your house, you don't know if they have a weapon. Presume they do because they are not coming in nicely to your home, so presume they're armed and dangerous and act accordingly. Apparently, you can't do that.
Well,
or if you wait too long after you do it, then you'll get convicted of murder.
There was a case out in Texas where a homeowner who was, you know, basically charged with watching his neighbor's home, you know, caught a couple of guys in the, you know, midst of robbing the house, burglarizing the house.
Mm.
And he shot him in the back as they were fleeing.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, that was a case of some renown. I don't remember what the results were.
Did he get convicted?
I don't know what the results were. But it's always interesting to look at each one of these. Now, these guys are adult Mexicans, not young white kids. Mm. And, you know, I've got to say, I think the news tends to factor in on these things. I mean, you know, it's stuff that people can relate to. Their consuming audience can relate to.
Nate, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you with your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype open for you. If you dial in on Skype, you can connect to username lrn.fm. Did this man commit murder? I mean, he clearly premeditated. He clearly thought this out, but was it actually murder? This is Free Talk Live.
All right, hold on. We got to interrupt the regularly scheduled stuff for just a minute. I've got to tell you about this because it's weird. It'll make sense. What if I told you that eating this one weird spice could actually help you reverse diabetes? I know, it's crazy, right? Well, if you or somebody you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes or metabolic syndrome, you've got to check out this video. It's free. You may have heard about this. People who've tried it say that they've been able to normalize their blood sugar, stop taking their diabetes meds, and their doctors are all for it. So what is it? What's behind this? Well, the company says it's a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes. They say that it works in as little as 4 weeks, and it all starts with this one weird kitchen spice you probably have in your kitchen right now. So you should check out the free video and see for yourself. It's at weirdspice55.com. So write that down. It's weirdspice55.com. Weirdspice55.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and we are inviting you here to take control of the airwaves. You don't have to talk about the story on the table. We always have stuff we bring in to talk about, but you can bring up anything that you'd like. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. And don't forget, we've got Skype. Skype in to username lrn.fm to get your thoughts on the air here with us. Johnny Ray brought in a story out of Minnesota tonight involving a homeowner, 65-year-old man, I believe it was.
I don't know how old he is.
He's in his 60s. I think it was 65 in the story.
Yeah, that's what I recall.
He's been convicted now of first-degree murder, two counts of it, it sounds like. With the murder, alleged murder, of a couple of young people who'd come into his home who were supposedly there to do a burglary. And they apparently had been there in the past at once.
Broke a sliding glass door, is that right?
I got a noob question mark. I don't know about the... that's I said that, but I might have been making it up at the beginning. And now my noob question is...
Stop doing that.
First degree murder and what second degree murder?
First degree is premeditated murder. You have to have thought about it, come to a conclusion. That's what you're going to do.
Right,
hey, like, Joe, where are you going with that gun in your hand? I'm going to shoot my old lady. Caught her messing around with another man.
First degree
murder.
Or in this case, where he expected they were going to come into his home. He went down into the basement to lie in wait for them. And blasted them. And that sounded pretty premeditated to me.
Yeah.
Second degree is just in the heat of the moment, wherein the classic find your lover in the bed with their lover kind of scenario, and then it blows up into a murder.
That's going to happen to me someday. That's how I'm going to go.
You're going to be the one caught?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, let's leave that one alone. So, want to hear your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. Let's go back to the phones and get your ideas here. Let's go to Rob in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Rob.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I think the jury system is like the best thing the English world has ever invented, but reading over real quick this Fox story, it just looks like it was an emotional decision by the jury. They didn't get to see the evidence that the kids had broken into the guy's house before. That was excluded.
That's a problem.
This guy's kind of a nut. He set up an audio thing. He knew they were coming. And that doesn't mean that that's not premeditated murder if you can predict that a violent felony is going to occur and you prepare.
A burglary isn't a violent felony.
It could be violent.
Common law, I don't live in Minnesota. I don't know the statute. But burglary is a common law violent felony. If you enter somebody's home, it's presumed to be violent. It's just by the nature of the crime.
All right. I have never heard that before, but I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's just English common law. It could be each state can make its own law. But, in just normal English law, arson is considered a violent felony even if there's nobody around. So is burglary. because of the potential for violence if you break in somebody's house.
Right. I don't think it's unreasonable to believe that anybody breaking into your home will also have the intention of hurting you if they encounter you. I mean, that's not true for all people breaking in, but it's not unreasonable to believe that could be true.
And I wanted to know what breaking is. Now, when Johnny Ray was talking about them coming in, I had the impression that they had broken a window, a sliding glass door to get in, and that's a... I don't know if that's... I want to know how they came
in. Allow me, Mark. The audio, which was played several times in court, captured the sound of glass shattering, then the sounds of Smith shooting Brady three times as he descended the basement stairs. Smith can be heard saying, "You're dead." Prosecutors said Smith put Brady's body on a tarp and dragged him into another room, then sat down, reloaded his weapon, and waited.
So it sounds like they smashed some glass to open a door or something.
Yeah, sounds that way.
It was a violent attack into a man's home. A man's home is his castle. He doesn't have an obligation to retreat. He doesn't have an obligation to say, "Gee, teenagers who've broken in my home previously, do you have a weapon or do you intend me harm?" If you break into somebody's house, the risk is on you. The burden of proof is not on him. And what happened here is this guy is kind of a John Wayne guy, and he said all kinds of tough guy stuff afterwards. He said, "Like, you're a vermin and you're dying now." And so the, in my view, this was a jury emotional decision. They heard, you know, they saw the families and of the poor teenage kids. And, you know, this guy is being all John Wayne and all Clint Eastwood on the tape.
Motive matters in crimes. I mean, motive makes a difference in crimes. It's a difference between an automobile accident and vehicular homicide, right? Like, the motive matters. And what this individual, if he's saying, "You're dying now, you stinking piece of vermin. You're going to go to hell." Like, I mean, it gives a frame of mind. And I've got to say that if a man's protecting himself and his home, that's one thing. If a man is waiting for an opportunity for somebody to come in and blast their head off, he's in the wrong frame of mind. Now, I'm not claiming that he should go to prison for murder, but, I have a problem with that, too.
I understand why somebody could be angry at the people who just broke into one's home.
Do you understand that there's nothing in that home that's worth killing anyone over?
I tend to agree. But that's not the point, Mark. We're not talking about just a straight-up thieving here. We're talking about this guy could have been afraid for his life. He was in the home at that time.
It's a great excuse for everything.
So you're saying you wouldn't convict him of murder or him of murder?
Well,
what would you do?
Well, the very problem here is that I would set every courthouse in America on fire because the jury system is not the best thing the English common law gave us. It's a disaster to put a bunch of uneducated fools out there trying to decide what's just. These people have no business making their minds up. However, if you're asking me, I would like to see a system, where he's in some way censured for this. And I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what he has, what it is, but it seems like this is too much. He has used too much force in this circumstance, in my opinion.
Can we talk about the jury system for just a second?
Sure.
Okay. As somebody who's, I guess one of you guys has been convicted wrongly of a felony, I think. I have very little exposure to you, my Mark. I love your show.
Okay.
I feel it's pretty bogus to be in the king's dock with the king's resources against you, unlimited, and your life is in the hands of another one of the state's employees. You know, that's the judge is sitting there, who's on the state payroll, is there with the state prosecutor with the state budget against you and what your family might have been able to put up to hopefully save your life. You know, when they came up with that thing in the Magna Carta, that was great. You know, hey, I want the butcher and they're uneducated, but more times than not, the jury, comes out with the right thing. My point in this
case,
I disagree with your statement that the jury comes out with the right thing. However, I will agree with you that prior to 1900, with the sort of the socialist revolution, really catching steam, that, juries did a really great job of holding back the growth of government in both criminal and civil cases. But I think that here in this country, and I don't know what it's like around the rest of the world, but in this country, we've become a bunch of sycophants that just say uh-huh to the prosecution, whether it's at a grand jury or at, you know, is it called a petit jury, the regular jury?
Yeah, petit jury.
A petit jury. You know, the evidence is that two-thirds of felonies are found guilty. And that mean and
I've seen juries return awful verdicts
and
multiple times.
Fewer than 1% of cases actually get to a jury trial. That means that is the caller still there?
He's here.
Okay. That means that of that 1% that gets to trial, two-thirds are found guilty. I would think that the innocent people would probably go all the way to trial because they're innocent, and that you should have at least less than 50%. But no, the juries are finding them guilty.
Well, I, as someone who's, you know, been in a courtroom and been found guilty of things I wasn't guilty of and had all that against me, I can sympathize with your point, but I don't think that your basis is that only innocent people take it all the way.
No, it's not my basis. I wouldn't claim that for a second. My claim is, in fact, that the jury system, the justice system, is so absolutely corrupt that a vast majority of innocent people take a plea bargain. That's how messed up juries are.
Well,
they can't. You can't trust them.
I agree with everything you said. Up to that's how messed up juries are. I think the system is, here in Virginia, is certainly rigged against a person who's accused. The defense does not have a lot of the protections that have in other states, and the system is rigged against you. But I think the bulwark for a free, innocent person is a jury, a grand jury. It's almost gone now, but
a flimsy jury it is. A flimsy bulwark it is, my friend.
Well, having 6 to 12 regular people, you know, that's the only thing that stands between you and it's just a steamroller of the state.
Rob, I have to say, I agree with the things you're saying. I agree with the concept that juries could put a stop to wrongful prosecutions.
If they took some responsibility, but in this world where people turn over responsibilities in areas that they're not experts to other people, this allocation of resources sort of economy, people say, oh, the prosecutor and the cops must know what they're doing.
And that's why I regularly do outreach to juries to try to inform them of their rights. One of their rights is the right to nullify verdicts. We can talk more about that coming up here. Rob, thanks for the call tonight. More on the way. It's free.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait. Others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
I travel for work during the week, and it's tough being away from home. But America's Best Value Inn treats me like family, with free internet so I can keep up with work and those back home. A continental breakfast in the morning, and instant rewards with the Value Club, so I can save more money at most of their 1,000 hotels in North America. If you travel for work, go to americasbestvalueinn.com and discover the best value on the road.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And, man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at FireYourMDNow.com. That's FireYourMDNow.com.